Hello and welcome to this week's summer series episode of Wedding Planning 101. I am your host, Laura Wills, owner of wedding planning agency Wonderlust Creative Studio, and I'm here today with my co-host, Andy Towner, owner of The Bridal Journey and Revealed. Andy, welcome to today's episode.
Did you forget where you worked or... There's a little bit of a pause there.
I did, actually.
I didn't even know what I was talking about then.
I'm a mother. I'm tired.
You're like, I am Laura from Wonderlust.
Do you know what? Who knows what planet sometimes when you have weeks like we have.
Oh. That was a struggle
to get through. What's going on? How's your week?
Yep. Great. How about you?
The week has been good. The week has been warm and everybody smiles when it's warm. So I can't really complain. What about you? You have got a big few weeks coming up, my girl.
Yeah. So just honestly packing the hospital bag.
There's going to be a new baby in the house.
The impending arrival of my child.
Ooh, it's most exciting.
Yeah. It's just, you don't actually realize because you're like, I've had a baby before, so I've known the kind of drill a little bit, but you know, just pack a few onesies, pack a few clothes for me, nappies for me, for the baby. You know, just a couple of loose things, but you underestimate actually how much you need. Or like to organize. So I'm very, very organized. I have like a million checklists. I've like sourced the stuff I need to bring to hospital from various sources and kind of like merge them together so I ensure I don't miss a single thing. And I'm like, oh, I forgot Movicol, because people suggest that you put that in your water because it's, you know, really hard to get going after, especially if you had stitches down there. Just a little, like I reckon that we're getting a package from Chemist Warehouse every day at the moment because I'm really unorganized, but I put everything, here's like a hot tip for anyone that may have children. You put everything in like little Ziploc bags and then label them, because after it's just so much easier to find like your little Ziploc bag with the little singlet, the onesie, the swaddle, the socks in one little thing. Especially if you have a C-section or emergency C-section, your partner can just easily access everything. So everything's really labeled. It's all in little Ziploc bags. It's all laid out on the bed downstairs. I just need to like get it in a suitcase and get ready to go. And we're also trying to sell our house. So it's just like been an absolute nightmare of life at the moment.
So many things going on.
But anyway, well, should we jump in? Let's not ramble too long.
Let's not ramble too much.
So today our episode is about your chosen people, so your guests. So last week we spoke about finding the wedding venue and what you need to do for that. This week, so our next step is your guests. So there's lots and lots of choices that can impact, including sometimes your venue, the amount of people you're inviting. So to begin with, how do you even decide where to start on your guest count? So finding the perfect balance between including everyone you love, but also keeping the event manageable and navigating family expectations. We think the first step in gathering your guest list is to sit down with your partner, wine in hand, go on a date night.
Crucial.
And discuss your vision for the wedding. So you need to think about the overall size of the wedding you both want and what type of atmosphere you want to create. So do you prefer a cozy gathering with close friends and family or a grand celebration with a larger group? So once you have a general idea of the wedding size, it's time to create a preliminary list. So start with your immediate families and closest friends. These are the people who are an integral part of your lives and should be at the top of your list.
Yeah, 100% agree with all of that. And, you know, I had a recent bride give me a bit of a tip that how she thought about the guest list. So she was said, you need to consider your past, your present, and your future friends, and also those that are just there for a good time, but not necessarily in your life for a long time. She was very much about, well, I actually think this came more from her partner than it did for her, but you've also got to bring a bit of fun. So, you know, would you happily take your guest that you are inviting out for dinner and not expect them to pay? if they forgot their wallet. Are you new friends, but maybe you're a bit more connected in similarity potentially to those that you've known for 30 years who you think you still need to invite? You know, when you're extending the guest list beyond your immediate family and your close friends, you really do need to consider these kind of categories because it's going to help you identify potential guests, right? So when we're talking categories, we're talking extended family. So aunties, uncles, cousins, any other relatives that you've got a close bond with, you may have the family dynamics play here. So you're either going to invite them all or you're probably going to invite none. Your close friends. So those friends who've been there for you for a long time, through important times, you know, those that you can be yourself with and you know that there is no judgment on anything that you do. Work colleagues? I don't know. I don't know what everybody thinks. I know that that was something that I had to go through. I'd worked in my job for a lot of years. I worked an incredibly time-consuming job. So my work wives and husbands were also, you know, the people that I spent the most time with. And I definitely didn't spend as much time with my husband during those years that I did with the people I worked with. So would I normally invite colleagues? Probably not. But it does also depend on how close you are with them and how much you kind of work with them outside of work as well. And then mutual friends, you know, who are the friends that you guys both have together and you want to invite as a group, I suppose.
I really like your point about not necessarily a long time, because I think a lot of people, when they do their guest lists, get into the mode of thinking, oh, who's going to be there for a long time? And I will tell you, with our wedding, it was, you know, straight after COVID, we could only have 32 people. My auntie and uncle got COVID. So we invited these friends. I don't think we've seen them since, to be honest. And our wedding was like 2 years ago. But let me tell you, they made the wedding. So much fun. One of the boys, because we invited a couple, was vomiting in the bus on the way home. But they were just so much fun. They really brought such a good party atmosphere. And we see, like, I think we're catching up next Tuesday. But, like, I would say that we haven't seen them since our wedding, really, just in passing in Torquay where we live. But we don't catch up with them ever.
Yeah.
We're good friends, nothing happened, but they did bring so much fun.
Yeah.
And I think you can really get caught up in the idea, as you said before, that tip was doing, you know, only selecting people that you're like, will they be friends with us? I've heard that a million times when people say organize your guest list, but you don't always have to go by that rule of thumb.
Agree.
Invite people that are going to like have a party, you know, totally, for a good time that might bring that atmosphere, because let me tell you, our wedding was such a party. Everyone was like, that was so much fun. And we had a few family members couldn't come because of COVID. So we invited like these ring-ins, they were calling themselves, like, and it was so much fun. So I think that's like a really great tip there. So as you create your list, keep your wedding budget and venue capacity in mind. It's essential to be realistic about the number of guests you can comfortably accommodate within your budget constraints. So next, it's time for some tough decisions. You might find that your initial list exceeds your desired guest count or venue capacity. This is where prioritization becomes crucial. Consider the following factors when making these difficult choices. So emotional connection, how close are you to this person and how much of an impact has the individual had on your life? Frequency of contact, how often you communicate or meet with this person, and future relationships. So consider your relationship with this person long term. Will you still be in touch in the next coming years? So, and as we said, like fun, I think that's like an important little one to insert into that list there. You know, are they going to bring fun to the night, like a good vibe as well? So yeah, I think those are really important things to think and consider.
And when I know this is a huge thing when people do send out a guest list, and send out invitations to potentially their single friends. When it comes to the plus ones, I think the decision can be really tricky with your guest list. You know, you want to be accommodating to those guests, and maybe you view a plus one differently with different people. Maybe with your closest friends or family who want to bring a plus one later, it's just okay because they are who they are. Maybe with friends from work who chop and change their partners quite regularly, you actually ban a plus one. But I think it's essential to kind of set some guidelines. So like I said, offering plus ones to guests who are in serious relationships or married, but you don't really know their partner because they live overseas, or, you know, they have just, they are a great friend of yours or a family member you're quite close to who have got a new partner on board. I think you're just going to need to have a bit of a discussion with your partner about how far you want to extend the plus ones and apply it pretty liberally to each and every situation, because you know that each and every relationship you have with these people are quite different. You know, you also, I suppose the plus one also is the discussion that we need to have on children. Do you invite kids or do you not invite kids to your wedding? I think also here, it does potentially depend on who the children are on your guest list. But if you need to set a limit on your number of guests for your venue because of budgeting reasons, then you've just got to be open and honest to those that who do have kids at the very beginning, why they are not permitted to attend the wedding. I think all your friends and family will be appreciative of your honesty, but I think this needs to come very early on in the process. So as you're finalizing your guest list and you are coming up against plus ones or you are coming up against kids, with those that you're inviting, they're, you know, really good friends and they're great family members to you. So they would definitely appreciate a call to explain why you're potentially putting in restrictions for something that they might not consider. I know that the honesty will definitely be appreciated rather than the back and forth at a later date when they assume that that rule doesn't apply to them. So your guest list is really important to consider. And I think that the top three points, the best three points to be able to look forward, is consider those past friends, consider those present friends, consider future relationships with your guests, and make sure you enter into your guest list an element of fun. Be very, very strict on the way that you communicate restrictions with children or plus one. It will serve you so much better in the future, and make sure that they understand when you're talking to them about their people that can't attend, that you respect them, but you're also held to limitations too.
Okay, thank you so much. So we do have a little downloadable PDF that goes along with this episode. And it is a bit of a checklist for your guest list and everything we've discussed in this podcast episode today. So that's in the show notes. That's also via our website. And there will be stories on our Instagram at the You and Me podcast. If you find them, you'll be able to be directed to the link to purchase that checklist. So if you have any questions or want to share your venue search experiences, feel free to reach out via email at hello@theyouandmepodcast.com or on social media by finding us at the You and Me podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss the next episode of the summer series Wedding Planning 101. Happy planning.
Thank you.